Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears here, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this rain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
Everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio for another edition of Raising Vibrations Radio with your host, Reverend Raven. That's me. And this is just a pre-show to my amazing show that's going to be happening at 8:30 p.m. That's just 28 minutes away on our website, www.raisingvibrationsradio.com. And that's empowered by Intuitalk. So without them, I wouldn't be able to do my radio show from my website. So thank you, Intuitalk. And tonight's guest is going to be none other than the beloved Barry Strom. He is currently working on another book, and he has agreed to share one of his chapters with us tonight. And it's going to be the chapter on reincarnation. So I'm looking forward to having him on there. You guys that are listening here in the studio that you've called in to listen here on Blog Talk, he's not going to be here on Blog Talk. He's going to be at my website at 8:30. But I do have a phone number for you to call in about 8:15. I will go and open up that studio, and I will give that phone number to you. And make sure you have a pen and paper, and that you write down the phone number and the show code, because you do need that 5-digit show code to get into the show. And I encourage you guys, if you're listening here online, all you have to do is hit that blue link that I posted in the description. It'll take you right to the show page. Then you hit the big button that says Join Reverend Raven. It'll take you right into the studio. If you want to talk, if that's a subject that's near and dear to your heart, or you want to, debate something with us, whatever the case may be, go ahead and choose the microphone option, or you could do the Skype option that's included in going into the studio, or you could do the phone number will be listed there too as well with that 5-digit show code. So, or you can just listen in. You can choose the speaker options. So I'm so looking forward to this discussion tonight. I think it's going to be a little controversial for some of us. One of the things is keeping an open mind. So I'm hoping you're coming with an open heart and open mind tonight. And we're going to be discussing this topic with the amazing Barry Strom. So that show starts at 8:30. Right now I'm just going to do my little pre-show. And again, how it works is you just hit that link. It'll take you over to my website, www.raisingvibrationsradio.com, which is empowered by Intuitalk. You click that big button that says Join Reverend Raven, and it'll give you 3 options. And then if you just choose speaker and you want to do Skype, choose speaker first, and then choose the Skype option once the studio opens up for you. Okay? Or if you're listening here, like I have several people in the studio, if you hang out here with me when I go open up the studio, none of these options work until I do open up the studio. I'll be sure to give you the phone number along with that 5-digit show code for you to put in. Now, so this week, It's been an amazing, incredible week for me. I hope it has been for you. But with that said, let's just do a little gratitude prayer, because you know how I feel about giving thanks every day. In fact, today is Canadian Thanksgiving Day, so how appropriate for us to give thanks today. So it doesn't matter who you pray to, or, you know, if you just send energy out or just thank the universe. Here we go. So, dear God, universe, spirit guides, angels, past loved ones, energies, whoever's out there, thank you so much for all these beautiful miracles that you present to us each and every day. The beautiful people that come into our lives and share their stories with us each and every day. The beautiful gifts that you give meaning to our lives, that you share with us each and every day. Thank you for the small stuff that make the day incredible and last such a beautiful time. Thank you for our family and our friends, our loved ones, everyone that's around us, the strangers that we meet, the opportunities we get. Thank you for life. Thank you for letting me get up this morning. Thank you for letting me breathe. Thank you for allowing me to be able to do this show each and every Monday. Thank you for the people that come and listen to the show. Thank you for our guests that come here. Thank you for the creator of our website that allows us to do the show from our website. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just thank you so much on so many levels. So with that said, amen. All right, so there we go. We got our gratitude right there. It's really important that you do gratitude every day. You're going to find that your life goes on way better. I don't care how tired you are, how grumpy you are. If you can find five things to be thankful for first thing in the morning, wow, it really changes your outlook in life. With that being said, I want to share with you guys, you know, I have a job that I do besides this. I know I wish I could do this all the time, but I can't. So I have a job where I get to transport disabled people, people that have, I don't like calling them disabled people. They're just people. They're normal human beings that can't drive for some reason. Let's just put it that way. And I had the opportunity to drive a young man home who is turning 99 years old in about 3 days from now. Okay. And he was such a beautiful soul. I was so thrilled to have him in my car and had the opportunity. What a miracle, right? What a gift from Source to have this person ride with me the last fare of the night, Friday night. I get to take him home, and he shares his beautiful story with me. I asked him what the key to longevity was. And he says, well, I had a hard life in the beginning, but then I started appreciating everything around me and where I was in the moment. And that's when my life turned around for me. And now I have beautiful children, beautiful grandchildren, beautiful great-grandchildren. I have many friends, and I'm happy to be here. So I wanted to share that experience with you this evening, right here on, you know, our little pre-show that we do before we do the, you know, our real show on Intuit Talk. So here we go. I pulled up the secrets to living a long life. Okay, so I got 13 secrets that I found on time.com. That's a magazine. And here they go. Everything from olive oil, foot massages to adding whiskey. 13 secrets to living longer lives from the world's oldest people, okay? Miyaso Aqua Akawa, this is Japanese. The world's oldest person celebrated her birthday with family at her Osaka, Japan nursing home on Wednesday, a day before she officially turned 117 years old. In the past, when she was asked to share her secret to long life, she had cited sushi and getting a good night's sleep. This year, she simply said, I wonder about that too. I love it. One person, here's some other secrets to longevity by some centenarians and super centenarians, and they revealed in the recent year. So this one is by an American by the name of Suzanne Mouchette Jones, and she said, believe in the Lord. And she's the third oldest American, by the way, and she shared time during her when time went to visit her in her Brooklyn home. Here's another one. It said pork. The second oldest American, Geraldine Talley, 115 years old, told Time in 2013, her signature dish is hog head cheese, pig's ears and feet in a jelly stock. Interesting. Kindness. The oldest American, Gertrude Weaver of Camden, Arkansas, revealed to Time shortly after 116th birthday. At 111 years old, Bernardo LaPaulo of Mesa, Arizona, massages his feet in olive oil. A Scottish, 109 years old, Jesse Gallant advised staying away from men and eating porridge. I love it. here's another one. Dura Nord Villard. And y'all got to get a laugh at my names the way I'm saying. I'm probably saying these names all the way wrong, but it's kind of cute. So, 108-year-old from Spring Valley, New York, has been married to his wife, Jeannie, for 82 years. Gets up at 5 a.m. every day and does 5 to 7 push-ups. Wow, there you go. There's the key to longevity. All we have to do is do 5 to 7 push-ups every day. All right, Alexandra Emick of New York City, formerly known as the world's oldest man, said he didn't drink alcohol. On his 115th birthday, the former oldest man in Japan, Jeremon Kimura, attributed his longevity to sunbathing. There you go. Any of you Floridians, it's okay to sunbathe because it's going to help you live a long life. I don't know if I do that in Florida, though. Our heat's a little bit more intense than in Japan, so watch where you sunbathe. Eating raw eggs, said 115-year-old Emma Morano Martinizia of Barbania, Italy. Alfred Date, 109-year-old Australian man, said knitting is a good way of getting along in life. Recently, he knitted sweaters for the injured penguins. Aw, speaking of penguins, last night I got to go to Hallow Scream at Busch Gardens. And, of course, the penguins are still out when I went into the park and stuff like that. They're so cute. I wanted to take them home with me. Can you see me hanging around with a bunch of penguins? Anyway, all right. During her 107th day celebration, Downing Jet K of Baltimore said drinking lots of coffee was a big part of her life. Richard Overton, who has been called the oldest living veteran, adds whiskey to his morning coffee and smokes up to 12 cigars a day. He claimed around his 107th birthday. When Adeline Dominguez of San Diego was 114, she told UT San Diego, "I've never been to a beauty shop, but I've never been vain." So, you know what I get from all of this and from my experience with the gentlemen that I got to take home is that they were happy, which they created themselves. And it's about balance, doing things that make you happy, and having the gratitude and doing what you think is right for you. Okay. Yes, I'm sitting here going, oh, secrets, but really it's up to you. Here we go. Here's 10 secrets. Here's 10 secrets to live a long life from people who live to be 100. Okay. And so like we got, great grandma told her story here, but here's the thing. So here's what people said. Do bad shit, have more fun. Ralph Burgess Tarrant, 110-year-old British man and former insurance salesman until he retired in 1968, said his secret for a long life was to enjoy vices as well as many virtues and to stay active and stay interested. To us, it's just a nice way of saying do bad shit and have more fun. If a strange man in India offers you elixir, drink it. Reg Dean, another 110-year-old Brit, a long life minister, lived through 2 world wars, right through WW1. While in India, he did a favor of one of the locals. The unknown man gave Dean a strange, muddy elixir and said if he'd drink it, he'd live to be 100 years old. He drank it, and lo and behold, he lived to see his 110th birthday. Eat smaller portions of food. Jeremon Kumar, of Japan, communication worker and post office worker. When he retired at the age of 65, he became a farmer and did that until he was 90 years old. Kimura made it all the way to 116 before he passed away. And when he asked how he felt the key to long, healthy life was, and his own answer was to eat food in smaller portions. No drugs, sex, and rock and roll here, just food in small proportions. So I've got to go open up my studio and grab my guest to be on there. I'll be right back with you. I'm going to play some music here, and I'm going to come back and tell you guys that phone number with that show code. So here we go. We're going to play Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. The wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up
good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitation.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitation.
I'm trying to get a hold of my guest on Skype. Hi, Barry. Hold on. We're on live on Blog Talk, so just bear with me here. I'm glad you're on, so hold on just a second here. So you guys listening in here on Blog Talk, we are going to be doing the show on www.raisingvibrationsradio.com, and you're going to call in the show number 631-353-434. Oh, I'm just talking on air to my guests that are listening to me on another network right now. Okay. So if you guys are listening, the call-in number is 631-353-4342, and you're going to have to enter the show code 77448. Again, the show number is 631-353-4342, and you're going to enter show code 77448. All right, I'm going to end this session on Blog Talk Radio. I hope to see you guys on the other side. Join us for our great guest, Barry Strom, and his wife, Connie, and we'll see you there. Good night, everyone.